It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's been a year since Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy shot and killed Sonya Massey in her home just outside Springfield. Massey was 36 years old, she was a mother of two, and she was black. The killing sparked protests locally, and it became national news. A few days ago, members of Massey's family, including her cousin, Sante, and her son, Malachi, spoke with TV station WICS.
I miss her every day. Yeah. You know, I miss the Sonya that I would go over mom's house and we would crack jokes and she would make fun of me and she would share a laugh with me. I miss that Sonya.
One thing that my mom always told me in life, like basically life is about your choices. And that always just stuck with me, so I just try to make the best choices in life.
In the aftermath, the sheriff's deputy, Officer Sean Grayson, was charged with first-degree murder in the killing. The family of Sonya Massey got a $10 million settlement from Sangamon County, and the Massey Commission and a U.S. Department of Justice investigation took place to the idea of bringing about accountability and justice. And I should also add the trial for Sean Grayson is set to begin in October. So today we wanted to check in the year since on what's changed, what hasn't, and where we go for here. And we are joined today by Sunshine Clemens, who is a co-founder of Black Lives Matter Springfield, also a member of the Massey Commission. Thank you so much for being with us again today on the 21st Show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Listeners, if you want to join us, 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. All right, it's been 1 year. How do you think the investigation into Sonya Massey's death and the prosecution of the former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson has played out since then?
I think it's played out in sort of the typical fashion with a lot of continuations of court dates, a lot of effort to have him released on pretrial fairness, which has thankfully to this point has not happened. So I think it's sort of the typical and standard process for the way court cases go. I think it just maybe feels, at least for me, a little different because it's so close to home. So it's affecting things differently than some of the national ones are that you maybe don't know some of the finer details that are happening on the local level.
Yeah. And well, you were a part of that. So maybe let's talk about what has and has not changed in your view in the past year in Sangamon County.
I think we're having a lot of good discussion about what needs to change, but the things that need to change are really systemic issues, which take much longer. So I was glad to see that the Massey Commission was created. It was only given a sort of 1 year, quote unquote, shelf life, which really is not enough time to do the level of work that needs to be done. So I would love to see that to continue to be funded so that this work can continue to be ongoing. But we're having a lot of good discussions. For example, I am co-chair of the law enforcement work group of the Massey Commission, and we meet tonight, and Sheriff Crouch is coming to have discussion with our group. So there's a lot of that dialogue that's happening and figuring out what in the systems is wrong that we need to change in as it relates to Sonya Massey and so many others in our community that have not had the justice that they deserve or the treatment, you know, that they desire from those that are paid to protect and serve.
Well, obviously, as you say, this work is ongoing. You're meeting tonight, but what are some of the findings so far of the commission?
We put out a 6-month report not too long ago, and it did things like expose some of the holes or gaps like in hiring procedures. So our law enforcement group, we came up with a resolution to sort of rectify. Like, for example, Sean Grayson, as we all know, should never have been an employee of Sangamon County with the track record that he had. And I'm really grateful to like Senator Turner, who's a senator in our represents our area, because she took some of the language that we were trying to move forward, and she turned that into actual legislation, and is able to move that much further than our commission ever could. So it takes real partnerships like that, because we are a sort of independent body, kind of overseen by the county, but we don't have like legislative power. We can only make recommendations. So creating those kind of dialogues that can then be kind of carried forward by people that have much more power than us has been really impactful.
One of
We've
the
also
group,
did
oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say we also made recommendations on recall legislation. For example, sheriffs, they are elected officials, and they at least here in Sangamon County, we don't have any ability to recall them when they are no longer fulfilling the role that they were elected for, in a way that serves the people. So we've put forth the potential to create recall legislation so that it could be voted on the ballot, to have a process in place so that if something like this were to happen again and the community lost faith in the elected official at that level, that there is a process in place.
One of the ways that these sorts of incidents often are, have after in the aftermath of these sorts of incidents is you have the federal government coming in, the Department of Justice, and that started under the Biden administration. We're seeing the Trump administration take a very different approach, pulling back from a lot of these sort of oversight, federal oversight of local law enforcement. Can you talk about how that has worked out here in Sangamon County with regards to the Department of Justice?
Sure, we did have involvement with the Department of Justice prior to the current president taking office. And once that shift in administration happened, the process moved along very quickly. And the, in my opinion, the outcome of the investigation didn't really yield the results that I think that it would have if more time and attention had been able to be dedicated to it. But it, in my personal opinion, it sort of became a rush job, probably for multiple reasons, one of which was to make sure that it wasn't just completely scrapped and that something was able to be done. But I think we were just at a in a unique situation where, with the change of administration, it sort of there was a shift and pivot in, I believe that the outcome would have been different if there had been that sustained investigation that we had anticipated and hoped for.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show, and we're speaking with Sunshine Clements, co-founder of Black Lives Matter Springfield, looking back at the life and legacy of Sonya Massie, who was killed just over a year ago by a then Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy named Sean Grayson. His trial is set to begin later this year. It's actually been moved up to Peoria. You can join us today just for the next 5 minutes or so, 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. Sunshine, what are you hoping to see out of the trial of Sean Grayson? Which I, again, is set to begin in October of this year.
Obviously, I hope the outcome is a guilty verdict, but I hope that it sparks change within different departments where officers take what happened in this situation. They use it as a learning tool to prevent it from happening in their department. They take closer looks at their hiring practices to ensure that they're not bringing on people like Sean Grayson. I hope that it sparks nationwide change for police reform throughout our country, because the one thing about this is one department can do something, but it doesn't affect what happens in another department. So it's really there's no nationwide system that would make something apply to all of our law enforcement. And like here in Springfield, I think we're a very highly policed city. I think we have like maybe six different police departments that all overlap with each other in one area.
Right, the county
So,
sheriffs, the city police, there's a park district, and then all these little small sort of Vatican City type towns that are like
State police,
encompassed. Yeah,
Capitol
wow, right,
police. Yeah,
right.
they're, and then we have what we call donut holes, which are like little villages. So, like the village of Jerome has their own police department. Leland Grove has their own police department. So, I think we have a total of seven, in one city. So, but if one department does something, it does not change what happens in another department. So I really hope that all these individual departments are taking long, hard looks at this and not just about the people that they are bringing in, but the people that are already on their teams. We've got to make changes to the systems that are in place, but that also means take looking internally at who is on your team, who do you have serving the people, how are they doing that, running reports, and looking at officers who are continually have a history of certain actions against certain demographics and things. All of that really requires the police force themselves to look internally, which is really part of the challenge because even if you come up with a new law, it oftentimes only applies to new people coming through the door.
You know, late last year, you decided not to be reappointed to the Springfield Police Community Review Commission, if I have that name right. Can you talk about that decision and just, I mean, you've been doing this for a lot of years. Are you more optimistic, less optimistic about the future of police community and specifically black community relations in Springfield?
Well, the reason I stepped down from that commission, it was a 4-year term. I served, and technically I'm still on it. I said that I would remain on until they found a replacement, and they have not done that yet. So I did not want to be reappointed to another 4 years, but I am currently still sitting on it to allow them to find time to replace me. But the reason that I stepped down is I went onto that commission with the hopes of it being in agent of change and a tool and a resource that was beneficial to the community, and I just don't view it that way. I sat on it for 4 years. It's very regimented. I don't really believe that there was likely to be a situation where we were able to disagree with the chief of police's findings, and that is simply because the only cases that we get are the cases where the chief found no wrongdoing, so no punishment was delivered. We don't get cases where any sort of punishment was given. So if an officer does something wrong and the chief gives any punishment, it could be a training class that they have to take, it could be a one-day suspension, whatever that is, it doesn't come to us. So we only get the ones where nothing was done, and that's usually because they didn't find what was claimed to have happened. So it to me it just felt like not a good use of my time. And the way that it was operated under the current administration, it just didn't seem like it was a priority for them, for the support people that were assigned to this commission. So I just thought that there were better ways to use my time, so I decided to step down. I've said before, I'm involved in multiple things, and it just really began to feel like a waste of time and not improving our community in any way. So I couldn't dedicate any more time to it. And when it comes to whether I'm, more hopeful, I know a lot of people talk about like wanting to restore trust between the police and the community. I don't, to me, it's hard to restore something that's never really been there. I would love to get to a point where we could build that trust. And I think there are some communities that trust the police, but collectively, that's not been the case for our community based on the history. And I don't see a whole lot of shift in making that happen.
Sunshine Clemens is a co-founder of Black Lives Matter Springfield. We've been speaking today about her experience working to reform police work in the community, and particularly on the 1-year 1 year since Sonya Massey was killed by a Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy in her home. Sunshine, thank you so much for being with us today to share your perspective with us on the 21st show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me back.
That is all the time we have for today. Keep in touch. We'd love to hear from you about today's show or anything else we've talked about. You can email us. talk@21stshow.org is the address. Our program is produced by Christine Hatfield, Harrison Malkin, and Jose Zepeda. Leila Nazarova is an associate producer, and our digital producer is Coulson Khan. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.